American Language Course, Tape 1409A. Listen carefully to these statements about public libraries in the United States. Repeat each sentence.
The United States has many great public institutions. The free public library is one of these. The first public libraries were started about 100 years ago. The public library has been called the People's University. They have greatly influenced the culture of the United States. Most cities in the United States have public libraries. There are about 12,000 of these libraries. There is one public library for every 14,000 people. These libraries have about 165 million books. They lend the people about 500 million books a year. Many small towns do not have libraries. Most people living on farms are not near libraries. The libraries are brought to them in bookmobiles. A bookmobile is a library on wheels. It is a special truck carrying books. It follows a regular schedule. People may borrow and return books at each stop. The first public libraries were supported by taxes. But many places could not afford good libraries. Many libraries were made possible by Andrew Carnegie. Carnegie was born in Scotland. His family came to the United States when he was 13. The family was very poor. His first job paid him $1.20 a week. He built up a great fortune in the steel industry. He gave most of his money to schools and libraries. This money started many free public libraries. Carnegie's money also supports these institutions.
Here are some questions about this reading. Answer these questions. Use short answers where you can. Repeat the correct answers when given. Example.
When were the first public libraries started?
About 100 years ago.
About 100 years ago.
About 100 years ago.
What have these libraries been called?
The People's University.
Why are these libraries so important?
They influence the culture of the United States.
How many free public libraries do we have?
About 12,000.
How many books are in these libraries?
About 165 million.
How many books are borrowed each year?
About 500 million.
How are books brought to people living on farms?
In bookmobiles.
How were the first public libraries supported?
By taxes.
Whose money now makes possible many public libraries?
Andrew Carnegie's money.
Where was he born?
In Scotland.
How was his family when he was a boy?
Very poor.
In which industry did he make his money?
In the steel industry.
What did he do with most of his money?
He gave it to schools and libraries. Let's practice using some new words found in this reading in sentences. Repeat what you hear.
Bookmobile. The bookmobile is a library on wheels. The bookmobile takes books to people in the country. The bookmobile is a special truck for carrying books. Born. Carnegie was born in Scotland. He was born on November 25th, 1835. Where were you born? Culture. Each country has its own culture. Each culture is influenced by other cultures. How we think depends on our culture. Fortune. He has a lot of money. He has a great fortune. Good fortune sometimes comes to all of us. Most people do not have big fortunes. Influence. Reading books influences how we think. We are influenced by people around us. Our schools influence us very much. Institution. The free public library is an important institution. A university is an educational institution. A hospital is an institution to care for sick people. Poor.
He had no money. He was very poor. This student's work is not good. It is poor. He used to be poor, but now he is rich.
Support. The schools are supported by the government. The father supports his family. How are public libraries supported? University. Have you ever attended a university? The university is an institution for learning. We go to the university after we finish the other schools.
You will now hear some sentences using prepositions. Notice the use of these prepositions. Repeat the sentences as you hear them.
The car is in the garage. He parked the car near the store. He laid the book on the table. I found my key under the table. We drove down the road. He ran up the stairs as I came in. John drove through many towns on his trip. Did you put your bag in the car? Yes, I put it inside the car. He ran in front of the car. He put his things in the back of the car. Bob went to the movies at 7 o'clock. He returned from the movies at 11. They got out of the car. They hurried into the building. Many people drove toward the fire. He always comes to class on time. The bus leaves at 7:30. We'll be there by 10. I'll be home after 10. You can call me around that time. We prefer to travel by car. They rode on a train last week. I use this car for travel to and from work.
The expression, what for, is often used in place of why. Replace the what for with why in the following sentences. Then repeat the correct response. Example.
What did you come so late for?
Why did you come so late?
Why did you come so late?
Why did you come so late?
What did she get up so early for?
Why did she get up so early?
What did you order so much food for?
Why did you order so much food?
What do you read so much for?
Why do you read so much?
What did they all want to go for?
Why did they all want to go?
What did you tell him that for?
Why did you tell him that?
What did John come here for?
Why did John come here?
What are you studying English for?
Why are you studying English? This is the end of 1409A.